What the books don't tell us is how many Indians rejected Moravian teachings. Do you think including that number would provide a more accurate portrayal of the Moravians' initial experiences at Shamokin?
I think it would be very difficult to provide a number. However, one could certainly talk about the Moravians' depiction of their reception initially in Shamokin. For example, very much has been made of the designation of Shamokin as the very seat of the Prince of Darkness, which is a quotation from a memoir which is written much, much later while Mac is in the West Indies, in the Caribbean, and he's looking back on his life and he's talking about his initial experiences in Shamokin. And he says, you know, it was terrible, and every night for the first month we had to sleep in the wilds, in the bush, because we were scared for our lives because of the marauding Indians in the village and that they were trying to kill them. And I was very interested in that particular depiction because many historians, such as James Merrill, have used that very depiction to describe the rejection of the Moravian efforts at Shamokin by the Native Americans. So I went back and looked at the diary of Shamokin for exactly those dates that are cited by Mac in his memoir. And what he actually writes there is how loving and welcoming the Native Americans are, and when one of them is going off to Philadelphia, presumably to sell some of his furs or and to talk to some of the agents there, and would they like to come with him? They say, no, no, we would much rather stay here in Shamokin in the hut, which to us is better than the finest house in Philadelphia. So again, I think what we're looking at here is a problem of perspective and filter, that that later comments made by somebody who is in their retirement, perhaps, sitting on the beach in the Caribbean, are not reflective of actual experiences at the time. Why would the Indians have rejected the Moravian presence in Shamokin initially? Well, there are lots of reasons. Obviously, they consider them to be competing with them for resources in the area and for influence. But I think also an interesting point is that the Moravians in Shamokin at that time are trying very, very hard to bring a new kind of ethic into the area. And of course, there is nothing as threatening as to have your ethic challenged. And this is really what causes a problem, that the ethic of care is one that is being challenged by an ethic perhaps of exploitation. And interestingly enough, it is reversed, right, from the usual way in which we see this, that it is the Moravians who are bringing in an ethic of care. And it is some of the Native Americans, most of them being described as those who belong to the French allegiance, who are the ones who are looking to exploit. The Native Americans who are actually present in Shamokin are quite welcoming to the Moravian presence there, although curious and suspicious as to what it is they're up to.